some are talking about this, I think, properly in sort of economic terms, that there's a real opportunity cost to the war in Iraq, and that opportunity lost is, in fact, a more effective war on terrorism, in fact, that we are bogged down and distracted and spending a great deal of time and money and our limited resources in a way that isn't really related to the war on terrorism, and in fact is making it worse. Iraq may have not have been about terrorism, but it is now, I think. And as my colleague just pointed out, the fact that the borders aren't secure means that it is becoming, in fact, the hotbed of terrorism that the administration has tried to say it always was. The other point about the weapons of mass destruction, I think that's also true. That this is a case where we sort of kind of saw this coming. Right? Our European allies were not singularly opposed to doing something forceful, but they were really calling on an inspections regime to give the inspections regime more time. And had we done so, had we not been so driven to this, then we might have gotten the information we needed to prevent all this, and then been able to more effectively, in fact, engage the problem of terrorism.